Lent is a time of penance, sometimes great penance. And of course, many people don't realize it, but it is even more penance for us, the priests, the clerics, who are supposed to do these things for God and for you, for your salvation. Today we have two readings, one from the book of Daniel, which is very, very, very long, and that, of course, is penance, especially for somebody who is not well, as I have not been lately, about Susanna, who was accused of adultery by two dirty old men, says Daniel. And, of course, he proved them fake and false and wrong, and they wanted her to be killed. Instead, they were killed. It was the punishment. And, of course, this reminds us that, first of all, purity is a very, very important virtue. And no one who is impure shall enter heaven. And then the other thing is honesty. Calumny is a very horrible sin, even perhaps worse than impurity, because it condemns others of wrongdoing when they are innocent. Sometimes those who condemn others are the ones who are guilty, as we see in this beautiful reading, which I hope you have read on your own. And then the gospel concerns a similar thing, but in this case, the woman was not innocent. It was a woman caught in adultery. Now, it is not Mary Magdalene, as some people have made the mistake of assuming. It was another woman. She was converted by Christ. She was made pure by Christ. And only Christ can make pure that which is impure. And so, our Lord begins by writing down on the sand all the sins and the clients of her who was a woman of ill repute. And St. John tells us, and they all went away, one by one, beginning with the oldest, the senior, because they were her clients. And he was writing down the list. And they were embarrassed. They accused her, but yet they were guiltier than she was. And so he got rid of them. And then there are only two of them, Christ, the Holy of Holies, the Almighty God, and the woman caught in adultery. And our Lord says, has no one accused you? No one, Lord. He says, neither I will accuse you. Go, and from now on, sin no more. And this is very important, because there are many who say, well, our Lord did not accuse her, so he is very merciful, and you can do whatever you want, and that'll be fine. Our Lord did not say, go and continue as you have before. He said, go and sin no more. Her forgiveness, her salvation was contingent on the fact that she sinned no more. And when you go to confession, no matter what your sins are, no matter how bad they are, no matter how horrible they are, if you are truly sorry, if you are truly contrite, our Lord says the same thing to you. Through the hands of the priest that absolves you, go and sin no more. And today, as we honor the Blessed Mother, especially under the title of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, we beg through her, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may go and sin no more. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.